It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Welcome to episode 93 of the Taking Notes Podcast for Saturday, January 10th, 2009. My name is Bruce Elgort, and from Portland, Oregon, we have...
Duffbert.
And from Ireland, Mr...
Paul Mooney.
And from Scotland...
Bill Buchan.
And from Atlanta, Georgia...
Hey, what does this button do?
Yeah. Welcome to this pre-Lotusphere, I don't know what you want to call it, if you want to call it a podcast or not, but I can tell you that everyone is on a Mac this podcast except for...
Duffbert.
Vista so, boy.
And, what's his name, Julian is joining the podcast for the first time on his brand new MacBook Pro, so welcome to the club, and Julian, can you please present me with the secret handshake?
I'm so confused. Is that, do I have to hold the command key down to do that?
Yeah, Command, Option, Shift, Back Arrow.
Left.
But you have to look left at the same time.
And cough.
So you guys, we're 1 week out from Lotusphere. Who wants to throw some Lotusphere goodness out for everyone to start today's conversation?
Well, let me start by saying that the Shrek ride at Universal, which is our party on Wednesday night, is the funniest thing in the world. During the intro... When you're standing in the room, there we are. When you're standing in the room, the guy will say, if you do this, if you do that, you're going to get flogged. If you start shouting, flogging, 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 like that, you can actually make the guy corpse, and he will lose his place, and everything will fall to pieces. It's really funny.
Trust me, I was standing next to Buchan at the time, never met him before at that point, and we were crying, we were laughing so hard. That was so funny.
Flogging!
I've never been on that ride. I'm looking forward to that now.
Oh, it's got to be towards the end of the night, though, Paul, after Buchan and company have had a few.
That has nothing to do with daytime or nighttime. That's just like, you know, proximity to a bar.
Okay, mm-hmm. True. Wait till he's had proximity then.
You have to go and see the Muppet Show. It is the funniest thing in the whole Disney property, apart from the bill you get presented with at the end of the week. Honestly, the Muppets is the funniest thing ever. You've got to see it.
I went to that with you, Bill, years ago. That was class. I fell asleep, but it was good. Muppet Show.
You were up in the balcony, right?
That's it. Me and Paul. It's Portal!
So here we are. We're talking about the pre-Lotusphere podcast, and you guys are talking about the Wednesday night party.
Well, it's the big thing, you know? It's the part we all care for.
That's why we do.
So, Paul,
the gift that keeps giving.
Paul, you're doing some jumpstart sessions. Is that true?
I'm not doing any jumpstarts this year. I have a fairly packed schedule for the week. Like it's an outstanding week for sessions. The annoying thing about presenting at Lotusphere this year is there's so many sessions I want to go to that if I could clone myself for a day or two, that would be much more convenient. No jump starts. I'm presenting with Gab Davis on the Show and Tell session. It's the first year for the Show and Tell events, which we'll be presenting on Deos and the ID Vault, which will be step by step, picture by picture, how to implement. And we go through it, assuming you have not looked at the software or the product suite before, from a Deos or 8.5 perspective. And when the guys leave that room, they will literally know click by click how to implement each feature. So we're really looking forward to that. That's it. I think it's 1 hour 45 minutes long, and I can imagine that's going to be quite a popular session.
Mm-hmm. Are any of you guys presenting Jumpstarts? No?
Not me, no.
All right, do you guys go to Jumpstarts on Sunday?
No, I've presented at them before. I haven't even looked at the Jumpstart sets for Sunday yet. But we've got Turtles. Yeah. We've got Turtle Thing on Sunday, so that's probably...
I've been invited on the panel for that. I don't know why.
It's actually got its own TURT number, right? It doesn't even have like a BP or a Jumpstart. It has its own special TURT 101 or something like that.
I believe that's for legal reasons. You've got to understand, last time Turtle presented, he had everybody in his session on a conga line going into the next session and coming back again. It was the funniest thing ever.
All right. So when are you guys getting in?
I'm in Saturday.
Okay, Bill?
Saturday for me.
I get in Thursday because Friday morning at 9 a.m., well, Saturday morning at 9 a.m., myself and various other people are going to go and ride some Harleys over at Canaveral and back. So if anyone wants to join us on the Harley Hog Ride and Roast, we're renting bikes from Eagle Rider, and we leave from the front of the Dolphin at 9 a.m.
Can I ride on the back of your bike, Bill?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that, but then I thought, you know, there's not enough length on the saddle for both our guts.
Well, maybe Bruce could turn around.
Oh, yeah. We could just, like, duct tape ourselves together.
Size matters.
There's a mental image that I just never wanted.
All right, Duffbert, what's the highlight of Lotusphere for you, and what are you looking forward to?
Oh, I think I'm just looking forward to being down there with people I consider very close friends, even though you only see them once a year. And this year's going to be a little different in the fact that I'm going to be concentrating more on integration with certain other technologies. But, you know, to be able to walk in and see people that you've known for the last decade and pick right up where you've left off as if you've never, you know, left Lotusphere from last year. To me, that's one of the most important special things there are.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And Julian, how about yourself? You know, what is it about you? Julian and I were talking before the show, right? And Julian and I met for the first time, and I think in October of 2003, and it all went downhill from there. But what are you looking forward to, bro?
Yeah. Well, you know, usually I catch up on my sleep during Lotusphere, so that really works out pretty well for me. No, just the people. You know, I look forward to learning about the new technologies and what's coming down the pipe and things like that. But yeah, just seeing all you guys, I think that's the best part of it for me.
And what would you recommend for someone who's new to Lotusphere who listens to the podcast? If you had two bits of advice, what would that advice be?
Avoid us.
Probably the first one is if you're getting there on Saturday, then definitely come down to the boardwalk. And if you're there during the day, like in the afternoon, somewhere around the Boardwalk Brewery, whatever that's called.
Red River or something like that.
Red River, yeah.
Big River.
A lot of us are going to be there just kind of hanging out, so that's a good place to meet people. And at night, of course, the ESPN party. And I think it's good to meet everyone or at least kind of get some names and faces as early as possible. So as you see people during the week, then then that way you can say hi and have lunch with people and things like that.
Or it helps you avoid them for the rest of the week.
Avoid, sure. And I guess the second thing would be just go to as many sessions as you can. You know, wake up early, as much as it hurts, and just go and see as much as you can while you're there.
That's good advice. Paul, how about you?
Advice for Lotusphere. Well, sleep goes on hold for the week is generally the main advice because, as Julian said, it starts very, very early. You're going full speed for the entire day till about 6-7 o'clock, and then you're, you know, out socializing till the early hours. I think that Julian made a good point. You just, you know, don't be afraid to go over and say hello to people. Like, Lotusphere is pretty much famous for being a social event as much as anything else. It's all about the people you meet. So the walking into ESPN bar on Saturday night, just go up and say hello to people. Everybody's friendly. I remember 4 or 5 years ago, my first Lotusphere, I just walked in there and started trying to, I think the first person I spoke to was Rob McDonough, and it was great. Next of all, you're in there having a few drinks, and you get talking to all the people that you've been reading for a long time. So it's don't be afraid to talk to people. Like, bring a few business cards, bring a bit of enthusiasm, and Lotusphere pays for itself. Always has for us, always will.
Mr. Buckin, how about you?
Well, being a very old person, in fact, I'm going to be 42 this year on Tuesday. Ooh. I believe you Americans are getting a new president that day, which is the best birthday present a boy could ever have.
Yeah, pitchy on.
I used to come to Lotusphere as a consultant for a big consultant firm, and basically we treated it as a 6-day absolutely intense training boot camp, which it is. You can do that, but the trick is to come up with an agenda of things that you consider to be hot that you're going to go and focus on for that week. But be prepared during the opening general session to go, my God, I never even saw that coming down the pipe. I'm going to go focus on this as well. So come in with an agenda, be prepared to change it, stick to it if you can. Just dive right in. And as people say, these conferences can be quite lonely if you don't know anybody, so just go up and say hello. You know, just, hello, my name's Bill, what do you do? And just see what happens. You'd be surprised. Everyone's the same, really. And that's it. I'm getting a bit echo there, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So what are you guys expecting for the OGS? Anyone want to take some guesses at what we're going to hear?
A full integrated offline iPhone compatibility tool for notes.
Sorry, you bought that. Oh, come on.
Handed out free on USB sticks on your way in. That's my expectation.
You know what I found interesting? Ben Lang Henriks blogged about the session database and the BlackBerry database, you know, for the sessions that the Turtle partnership did, and no one downloaded the iPhone version. I found that kind of interesting. But
they could. The app was refused. The app didn't make it to the application store. It was refused.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Apple canned it, so it's been recoded and hopefully going to be up there in time.
Okay. Sorry for interrupting you, Paul, but go ahead.
As far as I know, through the washing program you go through to submit an application up to the App Store, Apple tested it and had some issue, and they reverted back to the developers who were the Turtle Partnership and asked them to take a look at it and resubmit. So I think the clock is ticking. I think a lot of people wanted to download
it. So in the meantime, we should download the Pull Your Finger app?
Well, maybe we should, you know? Or maybe you should get a Mac, Duff, and then everything here would be so much clearer.
So OGS.
I think this OGS would be interesting because 8.5, which is an awesome technical release, you've got to see the stuff in 8.5 to believe it. We already have it now, which is fantastic. We're going to see some stuff in 8.5 in the OGS just to, you know, for people to catch up. But we still don't know what really is an 8.5.1 that we can talk about publicly. And there's going to be a lot of really interesting stuff in there. I think if you're a Domino developer and you've looked at the 8.5 designer in Eclipse thing and you've cried, as I have, I think the 8.5.1 demos of that, if they do any of those, will just blow your socks off. Okay, so there's going to be some really cool development stuff coming down the pipe. And Paul, what kind of admin stuff are you sort of Nathandrels of the Lotus View going to be looking forward to?
They'll have a half a slide on that stuff.
The A5 is a server upgrade free for us. Like the DAOS for disk space savings, which is fantastic, but the ID vault basically means that when you deploy A5 on the servers and on the clients, user forgets his password, you can just right-click on the user and reset his password. It'll reprovision his ID file down to the user. So all the ID recovery steps that you have to go through disappear. That's huge. Like, that really is... You know, I'm trying to kind of look at it from a user's perspective, and that's a administration feature that, you know, has been sorely lacking, and now it's going to be available. And we're going to be demoing it, and it's available to use now.
So what do we need admins for after that?
Well, you know, you need admins for lots of reasons, Bruce. The main reason is because there are developers. You know, we need to control them.
Team America, admin police. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Tom, what about you? What do you think is going to pop up during the OGS? And who do you think the speaker is going to be?
That I don't know. I've got who I'd like the closing speaker to be, of course, but... I'm really not sure where they're going, because as Paul said, you know, or as Bill said, there's a lot of coverage over what's been in 8.5, and it's actually out there. So where last year was a lot of, here's what you're going to get, here's what you're going to get, here's what you're going to get, we've got it now. So in terms of what are we going to get for the next upcoming year, I'm not real sure. I would agree with Bill that there's probably some improvements on the development side in terms of what the Domino Designer client looks like. But I'm really not sure, to tell you the truth.
I would guess that Bluehouse and Foundations will get a lot of talk, love, during the OGS, because there's a lot of announcements with those products that just haven't had the same airplay as Notes.
Oh, good. Then I can catch up on some of my sleep then.
Yeah. I'm bringing a pillow.
Okay.
All right. So
I was going to ask to share, but I just let that one go.
All right, so Duff, you have no guesses on the opening speaker?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay, now the Lotus
Steve Jobs.
User group. Steve Jobs. The Lotus user group, they had the podcast with Bob Picciano, and I think the hint was, what was it?
Colorful.
Something about amazing feats and colorful commentary.
Yeah, it sounds like Stephen Colbert or John Daly, John Stewart.
John Daly, yeah, that would be good.
I thought
guys,
it was Jeremy.
Guys, amazing feats. What was the name of the Jamaican who won 3 golds for the 100, 200, and 400 meters at the Olympics?
Gay.
Is that Bolt? Bolt or
someone
gay?
Bolt.
Bolt.
Mm-hmm. Bolt, that was it.
It could be Frodo.
Orlando Bloom, yes. No. Colorful feats. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Ron Jeremy as my guess.
Who is
that? That was colorful, but I don't think it was feet.
I don't know, big feet.
Yeah.
I said it last year, Ron Sebastian, Ron Jeremy, you look at those two pictures, very similar. Very, very similar.
Uh-oh.
You're killing me. So, Julian, what do you think, Julian?
What do I think?
Yeah, for the OGS, what are we going to hear?
I think it's got to be, in a large part, a big demo of 8.5. You know, what's new in 8.5, why you should install it, why you should download it. Here's all the cool stuff. Hopefully there will be a little bit of future directions and things like that. You know, what's coming in 8.5.1, and here's all the stuff that didn't make it into the release, but will in a few months.
X-Pages.
X-Pages should be all over Lotusphere, mm-hmm. I would think. And what I'm curious about, though, is every year they tend to announce a lot of kind of companion products. You know, last year they did the whole, you know, Blue House and Foundations and
mashup.
Like that. And I wonder if they're going to have something else along those lines. And I have no idea what that would be.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Paul.
I think there's probably demos of 8.5. I think it may be too early for them to talk about like some of the stuff coming downstream, next gen stuff. So I still think Foundations, Blue House, Atlantic will probably get spoken about more, along with demos of what you currently have. So they will demo X Pages, they will demo ID Vault, they will demo all those things. But I think there'll be a focus on the other products. Not to mention Connections, of course. Like that will take a big part as
well. Paul, do you think though that if they're spending a lot of time talking about Blue House and Connections and all this other stuff, that there's going to be some backlash in terms of, well, you know, they've lost focus on the core Domino product that you know, often hear complained about?
The IBM suffer from a damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Very true.
Profile with Lotus. I'm the first person to kick them a lot of the time as well, but I'll never knock them for trying new things. Like Second Life probably being the best example. When they put a lot of investment and time into Second Life, they were being kicked for it, when I thought, why not? Like, you know, it may yet one day be like this huge thing. So right. They should be congratulated for those things. But the I could imagine they would be, but they've invested a lot of core time in the client, which is always good. In the Notes client itself. So it really depends on the press and analysts that are there, really, you know, and what their objective is and what their angle is and how it's going to get viewed.
One thing that isn't getting a lot of airplay right now is that Lotus have got a new marketing chief, a new lady that joined. A marketing chief.
I'm looking this up now. Hang on, Wikipedia. Whoa.
Yeah, there's no M word in the IBM dictionary.
It's a new word. I learned a new word today.
Now, tell us more, Bill.
We all know that IBM stands for a number of things: involuntary bowel movement, IBM moved, or I'm bad at marketing. Now, this new person is apparently very, very aggressive. We saw that once before a couple of years ago, remember? But that person got moved out pretty quickly. So I believe we're going to see a new impetus on some form of marketing, some form of reach out, because if you look at Foundations, if you look at some of the smaller stuff that IBM are trying to do, they are trying to get into SMB, and SMB requires, you know, you're going to tell SMB about a product, because right now that's not happening. So I'm being very positive on the IBM marketing front. They've had a lot of really good successes, especially here in the UK, by sort of riding Apple's coattails. I'm hoping they kind of break out of that and build on that. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Well, that really killed the conversation, didn't it?
No.
I'm still Googling here. Sorry, I'm just looking.
Yeah, where do you go from there?
Hey, can you spell that? M-A-R.
You know, I think you're... We were talking about the OGS and the notes domino focus. You know, last year, you know, when I think Russ Holden and Jeff... what's his name? Jeff?
No idea.
Jeff Eisen.
Eisen, yeah.
Right, you know, they did a good job. That was kind of cool when they, you know, they showed the strengths of the client, the strengths of the server. And that was kind of, you know, that was definitely a big part of the OGS. The Project Atlantic, when the SAP guy came out, that was pretty big. You know, they made a big deal of that, getting a guy out on stage. Do you guys run across a lot of NoteShop running SAP?
Yep.
You do?
Yep. Okay.
In Europe, especially in comparison to the US, and more so in Germany.
Mm-hmm. So customers are asking for that kind of integration. So.
I would believe that they are because, well, from IBM's perspective, there was a lot of fanfare about Microsoft SAP integration. So, you know, SAP is such a core product in a lot of big houses that IBM had to follow suit and had to actually integrate it. And I can see some take up on it. I do get some queries, you know, people asking about Atlantic. So, Christian Holzing from IBM is involved in that as well. So it's you know it has an area. I don't know if it really is as much of a big thing in the US. I could be wrong. Is it? Do you guys come across it much?
I think Tom, you know, from our small worlds in the US, I think it's there, but I don't think it's predominant. I think SAP customers who run Notes would definitely want to have it, but I don't know a percentage.
Right. I'm not a consultant, so I'm, you know, don't even play one on TV anymore. But to me, the Atlantic thing, from a U.S. perspective, and being from a, I work for a company that doesn't run it, I kind of sit back and go, so is that another product that became like a Raven, you know, and disappeared? But once again, unless you've got the niche that your company is doing that, or you're out on the consulting field, there's a good chance I may never hear about it.
That's a very good point, though. It should be announced, but I'm wondering, you know, the OGS should almost be all things to all people. Direct integration with one particular product, maybe that's going to be a separate OGS session. Maybe that should be a separate presentation so SAP people that are interested go.
Yeah. Paul, you just mentioned something. I think what we're going to see is greater integration with whether it be the Notes client, Lotus Connections, with third parties. I just that you know we've been talking about it for a long time, and that's been one of Note's downfalls, right? Being able to integrate with, you know, various third party services like Plaxo and all these other things. I think you're going to see that. That's my guess.
I hope so. The more of that that's there, the better. I think there'll also be a big fanfare in the cloud, the cloud offerings now.
Software
from IBM.
As a service. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think they'll really push hard on that. So to try and make it an option for people to actually look at. And I think I saw an email from Binary Tree as well. They're going to be talking about that also with assistance for migration and stuff. So there'll be I think there'll be a big push on those things. So I don't think much time, and I could be wrong, but I don't think much time will be spent on what's coming up next with Notes and Domino. Because I think it may even be too early for some of the stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think there'll be a lot on those other features.
You know what?
Those other products.
I think... I forgot who mentioned Lotus trying to follow in the footsteps of Apple. I think it was Bill. If you notice what Apple does for the most part, they don't really pre-announce anything,
mm-hmm.
right? If they pre-announce something, they say it's going to ship in 3 months, right? The only thing they did that where they pre-announced something was the iPhone, right, which shipped in June. They announced it in January. But for the most part, they ship. If you hear something in a Steve note, right, at an Apple keynote, it ships pretty soon thereafter, you know, hardware and software. And I think you're right. I think they're going to not pre-announce a lot of stuff because then you have to deliver. And if you deliver late, it's a bad mark. So keep it secret, you know. Anyone?
I agree. I also, for all my cynicism, I do think there will be a bit of time portion to Apple and Lotus on during the OGS, definitely. And I do think they will mention, you know, something will be discussed about the iPhone, not just iNoteUL.
Yeah.
Well, it coincides with the fact that, you know, Bill, or Ed was back there last week, too, or this week at the Macworld thing. So you've got to think that there's something cooking in there.
And so they will on there. And IBM could be tied with Apple's, you know, secrecy thing. You know, Apple may say, well, you're not allowed to announce it until this. You know, there can be no things like sneak peeks or anything like that. So, you know, Apple have the control upper hand there, so they control.
Now, I think I heard Ed or saw Ed say at some point that there's going to be a I don't know if it's a big announcement, but some kind of announcement outside of the OGS.
Yes, he did say there were going to be talks throughout the week.
And one more thing I think he referenced in a tweet on Twitter.
Right.
That could be.
Yeah, and that's kind of cool. I think during one of the secondary keynotes, whether it's software as a service, whether it's social networking, yeah, you'll probably hear another thing. Why not? Why keep the news just for the first day, right?
Yeah. Hey, so on the first day, actually, after the opening session, all of us on the phone here are going to be giving presentations simultaneously.
Yeah, we're giving out $10 bills at our session and 5 Guinness beers for each person.
We have against, cookies.
Hey,
against the flow, myself and Bill are paying people to go to other sessions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're actually going to take our entire room and go over to Ed's session and find out what the future of Notes is going to be.
Hold on. Yeah.
Now, what I find highly ironic is that, you know, when they showed the 1 o'clock session and they have, you know, all these really great sessions all at once, they have Mooney and Buchan's session right next door to the one that Chris Blatnick and I are doing. I thought, okay, we can have some fun with that. Well, I checked to see what the repeats were. We repeat Tuesday at 10 a.m., and they still have Buchan and Mooney at the same time in another room next to us. So
you're screwed.
I don't know. I think we may hold our own on this one. We'll see.
Our crowd's a lot noisier.
Panel between the rooms.
We will also be pointing all the speakers in our room at your room.
Absolutely.
We thought about that too.
Well, let's talk about that. Duffer, you're presenting with Chris Blatnick on getting to WoW, right?
Yeah, it's on interface design, you know, things that developers normally don't like to think about, like colors and fonts and, you know, nice layouts and the whole bit. They want to concentrate on plumbing, and the user really doesn't care about plumbing. They just want to know that the plumbing works. They want something that looks nice. So that's the general thrust of where our session is going. And Chris has a special software giveaway that he'll have, and O'Reilly's providing some books on user interface and design. That books are being shipped down to the Dolphin as we speak. So we'll have giveaways, truly, and some really cool stuff there.
Bill, what are you talking about?
Myself and Mr. Mooney are doing a session called the 11 Commandments. We're going to be talking about not the technology necessarily, but the headology necessary to be a good admin or a good developer, and how these two roles are completely different, and why we should continue hating each other's guts. So it's going to be quite funny. It's going to be, you know, light but dark and deep at the same time. we're going all out, or at least I'm going all out, to try and insult everybody on Earth at the same time. You know, because last year during the jumpstart, I only offended one or two people at a time, and I was pulled up for that. I should have really offended everyone equally, you know.
And Paul, you're doing a couple of sessions, right? One with Bill on
the 11 Commandments. I'm doing a few this year. The S&T session, which I already mentioned, Admin Blast, which is back, which has a pre warm up video as well, which should be interesting. A few of you guys are in it. Also, for the
videos?
Second, for the repeat of Admin Blast, I will be having guest speakers and guest presenters as well, so people can take their own take on my tips and then argue them with me on stage. I'm presenting with Kathleen McGivney on Domino clustering. We're going to be talking about 8 and SCR and all the other features that come with 8 on that side. And also, I'll be doing a BOF with Bob Balaban on best practices for agents from a developer and an administrator's perspective. Also, I'll be presenting with Warren Ellsmore on mobile devices. And the world is going mobile, where we will be on screen, on stage, live, installing, configuring, and setting up Traveler for a Nokia and a Windows mobile device. And people will be able to email us on stage, and we will be taking the emails, and the most interesting ones we'll read out. And we'll also be arguing about BlackBerries, iPhones, Nokias, WMDs, on stage, so it should be quite interesting.
It's hard to believe, Paul, that like 3 years ago you were petrified to be up on stage with Buchan the first time.
I still am. Duff. I'm actually starting to get nervous looking at my agenda. I'll also be presenting for BlackBerry, a session on BlackBerry admin stuff, and a few other bits and pieces, which I'm not going to bore you all with. So
yeah. Well, I think the other part of Moonisphere is the presentation karaoke, right?
Yeah, that's on Tuesday night at 7:30. Symphony Karaoke is what it's being called. Greg Engels came up with this idea and used it at Rudy Fest at Admin Camp, and it was hilarious. It is brilliant. This is where it's really good. It'll be 50 presentations, and nothing to do with technology. We pick names out of a hat, and you have to come on stage in kimonos in the Swan from 7:30 on, and you have to present for 5 minutes a presentation you have never seen before about a topic you don't understand. The only thing we'll guarantee is that it is in your language. So you have to get up there and talk, and you have to bluff it or make fun of it or do whatever you have to do, and you basically do that. And the judge will be Bob Balaban. So he's going to pick who gave the best presentation. And there is a prize, which Steve McDonough has given me, to be presented to the winner.
What are you going to show the slides on, my friend?
We are going to show the slides on Keynote. No, Symphony. They are arranging for a screen and a projector, I believe, to be placed in the room. So we're going to be taken on the stage in the karaoke section in kimonos.
And kimonos is in the Swan. If you walk into the Swan from the Dolphin, you turn right and you just follow the singing.
Yeah, pretty
the
much.
Noise.
It should be fun, but there's also Lotusphere Idol as well, and the contestants have been picked now, so that's on Tuesday at 3 o'clock, where we will have people who have never spoken at Lotusphere before presenting 5-minute sessions with a few special guests as well, and the winner gets his own session, best practice session, to present 2 days later at Lotusphere. So he has a full hour session to give.
Do we know
that
who
was
the judges are, or they're secret?
No, the judges are me, Kristen Keane, Ed Brill is emceeing, Gab Davis, and is it Bill Chuck? As well, who's one of the speaking coaches for IBM Lotus. So he will also help assist the person that wins in their presentation for 2 days later.
Nice.
Who was the winner last year? Andy Pettish?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, he won.
Now, isn't Speed Geeking on at the same time?
Speed Geeking is on just before Symphony Karaoke. Speed Geeking is at 6 p.m. I'll be at that as well, and so I think so will all of you guys. Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to be Speed Geeking for like a whole hour, yelling continuously for a whole hour, and then you want us to get up on stage and do presentation karaoke. Now, at Rudy Fest, you got to present on tuberculosis, and I got to present on French-Canadian poetry in the 18th century. That gives you an idea of how difficult it is to fake this, yeah?
Yeah, Greg Engels actually is very, very good at being the rule master. He was very good last year. It's his rules, and he withholds the right to change them at will. So things will be strange that night, but it's very much worth it. So everybody should attend.
Now, on Tuesday night, there's also the Team Studio party. There's also the BlackBerry party. There's the engineering party. And there's at least one other party.
Business partners party.
Tuesday night is going to be really busy. Mm-hmm.
Bruce, what sessions are you giving?
I only give one session, developing PP105, developing a world-class Web 2.0 application with XPages, which I'm doing with IdeaJam co-creator Matthew White, or Matt White, as he likes to be called. And that's on Monday at 1 against all of you guys. and Lotusphere Online, I looked at the popularity, and you guys, your tags are way bigger than ours. So, and we're repeating it on Wednesday at 11:15 in Swan Mockingbird. So I like that room.
Bruce.
What?
Bruce, how long did it take you to log into Lotusphere Online?
It didn't take long at all. Why?
No, I've been trying to get onto it here, and it's been pretty slow.
Honestly, this is probably the best year for Lotusphere Online, in my opinion.
It could well have been me. I saw some reports, people saying it's slow. I went onto it from wherever I was a few days ago, and it was fine. But I tried to get onto it again today, and it was very, very slow. So it could well be me.
It's probably you. So you don't know how to use Web 2.0 applications. So
Web 2.0? Yeah.
Web 2.0?
Julian, did you say what sessions you were giving?
Who? What?
Yeah, you.
Me? Oh, sorry. Boy. I think you dropped out there. Yeah. I was playing with the buttons on my Mac. I was doing Command Option Caps Lock F19.
That actually explodes your computer. Don't press that.
Self-destruct. Yeah. Ooh.
Let's see. Sessions. I am doing at that popular 1 o'clock Monday slot. Rob McDonough and I are doing a charting and graphing 2.0 session. So we got 2.0 in there simply because we gave the session before. And in order to get the session accepted again, we changed the title. But no, we're actually adding. So last year we did charting and graphing and reporting with notes with Java and web pages and views and exporting and things like that. This year we're adding Symfony exports. So we're going to do some Symfony integration, and we're doing some X pages. We're doing some additional JavaScripting, and I just finished writing some composite app components and also some sidebar components that do charting and graphing as well. And I may actually be demoing the sidebar components and the composite app components on my Mac, because somehow they actually work on my Mac in 8.5.
In 8.5 wow. For the Mac, right? The Mac client.
Yeah, which is weird. So anyway, that's our session, and we're going to repeat that actually immediately after, so like at the 2:30 time slot or something like that on Monday.
Aren't you doing another one, Julian?
Yeah, then on Tuesday morning, Rob and I are doing one on JavaScript toolkits. So we're just comparing like 6 different JavaScript toolkits and what they do and how they work and the differences between them.
So it's a session for admins.
Sorry, possibly. I nodded off.
No, what? Huh? No, so that's me. And then, and actually, you know, I think I'll actually be able to catch all of your sessions during the repeats. So, you know, that'll be good, because I think you guys have stuff I want to see.
The pressure is on. All right. What else, guys, for pre-Lotusphere? Anything, any advice, any last words of advice before we wrap it up?
Oh, yeah. Barocca, B-E-R-O-C-C-A. It's a vitamin pill. Soluble vitamin pill. You get 8 times your daily allowance of vitamin C, because what happens is thousands of geeks from all over the world come in, unhealthy, fit, unfit people who just spent 20 hours in a plane from every corner of the earth, carrying every disease known to man, Ebola, Lurgy, everything. So basically, Barocca is a beautiful hangover cure and will fight off all these colds and flus and rubbish that you end up getting by Thursday. It also turns your urine out a rather attractive orange, so it's quite good for, you know, upsetting people in urinals. Secondly, comfortable shoes. We've all talked about that. And thirdly, have a damn good time. Okay, it's there. You know, learning, when you're having fun, you learn a lot more. So, you know, remember, have a damn good time.
Mm-hmm. What's a vitamin?
Yeah, okay, there we are.
It's right up there with Reuters.
You know, in American supermarkets, you have like 1 aisle for fruit, vegetables, and healthy things, and then like 8 aisles for vitamin tablets and, you know, all that sort of stuff that you think is healthier than eating real fruit.
Deep-fried vitamin tablets.
Deep-fried vitamins, there you are.
Deep-fried vitamins. So Duffbird, how about you? What's some parting words before some newbies show up at Lotusphere, and what advice?
As said by others, definitely, you know, say hello to people. If you recognize a name from, you know, somebody that you've listened to on a podcast or you've heard speak before, you read their blog, whatever, definitely walk up and say hi, because most of us who do that are attention-seeking individuals. And we are more than happy to, you know, talk with you and introduce you to others, and that will make all the difference in the world for you.
Just so you know, Paul and Julian and Duffbird all Twitter, right? So Duff Burt's name on Twitter is Duff Burt.
Duff Burt.
Paul's is P Mooney Net. Mm-hmm. And Julian's is J Robichaux, right?
I think so.
Yeah, like anybody can spell that.
And mine is Belgort. And Phil doesn't believe in Twitter, so we won't ask him. But
actually, I do have a Twitter account. It's U235. It's named after a German submarine in the Second World War that its own side managed to sink twice.
And who's making submarine noises in the background there?
Well, there you are. I was pinging.
Pings.
And Julian, parting words from you.
Parting words. Well, I guess my best advice is get out of your room. So
yeah.
Your hotel room is only for sleeping occasionally between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. And no, actually probably between 3 and 5. If you're asleep at 2, you'll miss the interesting stuff.
Chain down your mini bar.
Yes, that was just about ready to be suggested.
That's always a bad idea. Leave your mini bar unlocked and in your room and available for other people.
No.
Locked is fine. We can do that.
Julian?
And also, I guess, kind of along the lines of Bill's vitamin comment, drink lots of water. You cannot drink enough water during that week. You will be amazed at how dehydrated you will become.
And
especially if you only sleep 2 hours a night and drink large quantities of beer.
Julian, aren't you going to use the C word?
The C? What is the C word?
Think about it. It kind of goes with water. You've always had an issue with it at prior Lotusphere's?
No.
We
will discuss coffee.
Okay. No coffee. Hey,
coffee situation will be outstanding and superb.
That's right. Sure. And the coffee, get it while you see it.
Okay.
And say hi to everyone. We'll post some pictures in the show notes so you can see if you don't know who Tom Duff is or Bill Buchan or Paul Mooney or Julian Robichaux or myself. So we'll
just by and large with the cloud or that crowd. If you look down, you'll see one of us.
Mm-hmm.
If it shines, it's Duff Burt, right?
If it comes up to your navel, it's Duff Burt.
Yeah.
And I would say follow everyone on planetlotus.org to catch up with all the news. I think there's some sites that are going to have live blogging. I think Carl Tyler or Chris Miller is going to have something. Chris Miller also has that I Do Check-In thing. So I would go to Planet Lotus and search for I Do Check-In or go to idonotes.com and see what Chris has going there. Any other social networking kind of stuff people are doing for Lotusphere, guys?
There will be another live blog for the OGS between, I think it's Declan Lynch is setting it up with a few people to live blog. So it'll be kind of like Macworld blogging for the first 2 hours. And you'll be able to see it on the Lotusphere blog, on my site, on Declan's site, and I think on Matt White's site as well.
Excellent.
Also, be aware that there is no Barmy Bloggers boat race this year because last year with the electric boats, we still managed to put one of the boats on the rocks. So this year, I believe there's a mini golf tournament for those people who think that mini golf is cool. Those people who don't think mini golf is cool, rent yourself a Harley and come with me.
So you don't think miniature golf is cool, Bill?
No, because I'm more than 4 years old.
Come on, we're talking Scotland, the land of the golf.
It was a joke. It was invented to keep the English busy. Look, we shove them out into these cold, windswept courses in the middle of winter, chasing this stupid little white ball. They're all supposed to dive pneumonia. Yeah, it was like a guerrilla fighting thing. And we've got this American guy, what's he called? Donald Trump. Now, in my book, Trump is a word for fart. But then he turns up in Scotland, tries to build a new golf course, wears a wig, and then it blows away. It's the funniest thing in the world, really.
All right. Talk about insulting everybody.
At least we kept this session on track, you know? It's we're not diversifying here at all.
I'm just warming up here.
Well, I think the funniest thing to always remember about the Lotusphere event is if you can get to the ESPN bar 2 years in a row, it feels like you've never left.
Yeah, it's very true. When
you walk into the ESPN bar and you grab a beer, and next of all, you can almost walk up to someone and go, as I was saying, 12 months ago, but I feel like I've never left. It's the most surreal place I go for a drink every year because the minute I'm there, it feels like I've been here for weeks. And I'm immediately tired, exhausted, and dying to get to sessions and run around like a lunatic. So I recommend the ESPN bar on a Saturday night just for that weird feeling.
You know, I just want to say one more thing before we say goodbye to everyone. And Carl Tyler had blogged something about, and this is kind of odd for Carl to say, he was very complimentary of Lotus this year and using all the, you know, being very proactive about Lotusphere, getting a lot more people involved, using social networking. You guys agree? You think they?
Yep.
Doing yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally.
So
they deserve it.
Yeah, I think so. I think Carl was spot on. All right, that's it for episode 93 of the Taking Notes podcast. Julian and I, and probably most of these guys, will be talking to you again at Lotusphere. We thank you for tuning in, and Mr. Tom Duff, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
And Paul Mooney.
Thank you.
And Mr. Buckin.
And thank you.
And, of course, my beloved co-host, Mr. Robichaux.
Spank you.
Spank you. On that note, we'll catch you guys real soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.